This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Among the many problems of being a criminal is how to spend your ill-gotten gains. The Associated Press has an investigative piece today on how it's done, a story that features a colorful, convicted mastermind. On the line from Shanghai is Erica Kienitz, one of the AP reporters who worked on the investigation. Ms. Kienitz, good morning.
Good morning.
So if one is a big-time international criminal, it's getting harder to launder money in places like Europe and the U.S. with stricter banking rules. So what is a criminal to do? What's the alternative?
Well, it looks like the alternative these days is China.
How come? Why has China become such a, according to your reporting, favorable location for money laundering?
I think there are two main reasons. One is the lack of legal cooperation and law enforcement cooperation with the West. And the second is the Chinese have these incredibly sophisticated and well-developed underground systems for moving money. And those have expanded as China has globalized. Those networks have also globalized. And now it looks like international criminals are learning how to tap into those old Chinese systems for moving money quietly around the world.
Now, your team at the AP actually talked to a huge apparent crook, a colossal con man who uses China quite effectively.
We were fortunate. This guy is Gilbert Chicli. He was convicted last year by a French court to 7 years in prison. But he's living freely in Israel right now, and he was quite happy to talk with us about his schemes. He figured that he could wash his money through China. And he did this largely through trade, is the mechanism he described to us. And he would bounce his money to bank accounts, mostly in Eastern Europe, and then send that money to his front companies in Hong Kong, get the money out in cash, use that cash to buy merchandise in China. Could be anything, shoes, gold, clothes, steel. And he would bribe the Chinese vendor to write a fake receipt. So maybe he'd buy actually 20 tons of steel. He'd get a receipt for 100 tons of steel, create a legitimate paper trail for his illicit funds.
Erica Kienitz is one of the Associated Press reporters on the AP investigation today, how con man used China to make millions. Erica, thank you.
Thank you.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry today said the country works hard to fight financial crime, with a spokesman saying, quote, China is not, has not been, nor will be in the future, a center of global money laundering.